Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details. Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We waited 30 years.
The wait is over.
But this season...
What happens now?
Champions of baseball.
It's time to defend the crown. This is World Champion Dodger Talk.
It's yours, Los Angeles.
Breaking down the World Champion LA Dodgers all season long.
So happy, man.
LA Dodgers baseball is brought to you by Chef Marito.
Seasoning partner of the Dodgers.
Navi and tankless water heaters.
For endless hot water, visit tanklessmadesimple.com.
And by Chevrolet.
Buy new roads.
Don't miss an episode and get all the podcasts on the iHeartRadio app. Now your host, LA's favorite Dodger insider.
The city's favorite son.
Here's David Vassar.
Well, a very disappointing trip for the Dodgers to the Bay Area as they dropped 2 out of 3, including today being shut out 5-0. Welcome to Dodger Talk with David Vassay. We are with you until 5 o'clock. That's when we'll hand things over to Petros and Money, who are standing by eagerly awaiting to join you to give you full coverage of the NBA draft as Russell Westbrook appears to be on his way to Los Angeles. And could Washington, D.C. be giving Los Angeles more than one superstar? Could it be a stimulus package from our nation's capital in the sports world? Well, one end of it obviously is with Westbrook joining LeBron and Anthony Davis. And Max Scherzer, despite what was tweeted out earlier today that the Padres and Nationals were closing in on a deal for Scherzer, I got a text at 2:30 from a source that is very connected to what's going on with Scherzer, and I was told that it was not a deal. It was a bad report to say that Scherzer and the Padres had agreed upon a trade, meaning the Dodgers are still very much in it for Max Scherzer. Dodgers, Padres seem to be the two teams fighting it out for Max Scherzer. And now John Heyman tweeting out the Angels have interest in Max Scherzer. Well, I have news for the Angels. Max Scherzer has 10-5 rights to veto a trade. And yes, I'm sure he would consider signing with the Angels during the offseason if he is not locked up by the Padres or Dodgers or any other team that's pursuing him. But I don't see him agreeing to a trade right now because he wants to try to win another World Series championship. And despite the Angels' valiant efforts, they are not going anywhere. They may not even make the playoffs with what they got going on over there with their pitching staff. So the point being is, Ken Rosenthal, who is one of the best, may have jumped the gun in reporting that Scherzer and the Padres were nearing a deal. From what I'm being told, Scherzer is very much in play, and it might end up where he does go to the Padres. But as of now, at 4:22, Max Scherzer has not been traded, and he has not agreed to go anywhere right now. So that's the latest on Max Scherzer. Danny Duffy, the left-hander from the Kansas City Royals, who is having a really good season before a flexor strain in his left throwing arm sidelined him two separate times on the injured list. It looks like he is headed to the Dodgers. They have had interest in Duffy when he was healthy. I thought maybe the interest had gone away once he went back on the injured list with that left flexor strain. But lo and behold, the Dodgers a step ahead of all of us, because tomorrow at 1 o'clock is the last time any team in baseball will have the opportunity to add major league talent to their roster. You can make trades with guys that are not on teams' 40-man rosters, and let's face it, those guys are not difference makers, but tomorrow by 1 o'clock is your last chance to add any sort of depth of meaningful players to your roster tomorrow by 1 o'clock. So it does make sense, even with Danny Duffy on the injured list, the Dodgers are acquiring him for the stretch run in the month of September, either as an opener, as a starter, or maybe even as a reliever, considering he hasn't pitched more than four innings in the last 2 months for the Royals. So adding depth was part of the goal for the Dodgers and other teams around baseball. So the Dodgers are not done. They are far from over. Before 1 o'clock tomorrow, the trade deadline, and the only trade deadline in 2021. 866-987-2570 is the phone number. And by the way, that's the reason why I tweeted out earlier at the real underscore DV, Ned Colletti's famous quote, where it seems like it means absolutely nothing, but on a day like today, it speaks volumes. When Ned used to say as the GM, no matter how good it looked, a deal is not a done deal until it's done. So I know it sounds whimsical, cliche, but in this case, Ned is right on when it comes to not counting a deal being done until everything is signed off on. And it seems like the eagerness of reporters out there may have jumped the gun that Max Scherzer was going to the Padres. He has not been traded to the Padres as of now at 4:25. 866-987-2570 is the phone number. By the way, Max Scherzer pitched today for the Washington Nationals. He pitched the first game of a doubleheader and went six innings, allowed just a run. He has an 8-4 record now with an ERA of 2.76. And after the game, when he spoke to reporters, he made it sound like it was a foregone conclusion that he had pitched his last game for the Nationals this season. Ned Colletti, by the way, will join us in 10 minutes. But before we do that, let's go out to you, the Dodger fans. And by the way, about this game, the reason why I'm not talking about it too much is because it was a black and white game. This game was over in the sixth inning after Justin Turner had a great 10-pitch at-bat, working a walk against Johnny Cueto to load the bases, and Cody Bellinger strikes out on three pitches against Harlan Garcia. That's the end of the game. There's nothing else to talk about. That was the game. Let's go out to Dan in Torrance. You're on Dodger Talk with David Vasse. Hi, Dan.
Yeah, Dave. Hi. How are you doing today?
Doing great.
My question, obviously, you covered it pretty well, that I can't understand why Roberts would put Cody in the four spot. Now, obviously, you don't know how it's going to shuffle after they get the bases loaded, but you got your cleanup man, and he just is lost right now. You know, was he 1-for-36 against the Giants this year? And to put him in that four hole just didn't make a lot of sense. You know, he should be pushed further down the road, not further down the lineup, or maybe sat a little bit to work some things out. But it just made no sense to me. Now, it doesn't matter who they're playing, the Giants or whoever. I don't think he should be in the four hole right now.
Hey, Dan, I feel like the Dodgers may have gotten a wake-up call today. They're fully aware that Bellinger's not swinging the bat that well, but take the name off the back of the jersey. If you look at what Cody Bellinger has done this year, he's hitting 160. He hasn't done much of anything this year. Why not rip the name off the back of the jersey, treat him like the numbers that are next to his name, and in that situation, why not consider pinch hitting Bellinger with Will Smith, a right-handed hitter that can hit a lefty that would have given you a way more competitive at-bat than Bellinger did?
Agree.
I mean, I think at this point, you have to... Dave Roberts has to forget about the name on the back of the jersey because that is misleading. That Cody Bellinger that we're seeing right now is not even the Cody Bellinger we saw last year, let alone the first half of 2019. So I think everybody has to just forget his last name is Bellinger and treat him like a 160 hitter.
Well, that's hits it right on the head. You're right. If you know, he's so much on the lefty righty thing, and the left under comes in. I agree. I would have pinch hitted for him too. So, anyway, yeah, that was my question. Thanks for taking my call, Dave. I appreciate it.
Hey, Dan, thanks a lot for the phone call. 866-987-2570. Let's go out to Cindy. You're on Dodger Talk with David Vasse. Hi, Cindy.
Hi, David. How are you? I'm so excited I got through.
Hey, thank you.
You answered my question. That was my question, was why is Dave Roberts? I get so frustrated with him sometimes just because he's not looking at the full picture. You have Pollock, like you said, 293, Cody, 160, but yet he could have just flipped them, and Pollock, with bases loaded, could have, I believe in Pollock, that he could have hit a base hit, and we would have at least scored.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you why the order was the way it was. You had Taylor, Muncy, Turner, Bellinger, Pollock. They had their first five hitters alternating right, left, right, left, right, left. And when Seager comes back, you'll see Seager hitting cleanup, and you'll see Bellinger hitting lower in the order. But at this point in time in the season, Dave Roberts doesn't have anybody else. Let's face it. He's had Luke Raley and Billy McKinney starting at the corners in his outfield for the better part of a week. So that tells you a lot of guys are hurt, and there's not many other better options. So I think we have to give Dave a break in that sense. And Dave's a very loyal guy, and maybe too loyal today by allowing Bellinger to face Harlan Garcia in that situation.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks. I'm not a Dave Roberts fan, so that's why I get extremely frustrated.
Oh, he won the World Series last year, Cindy. You got to give him a little bit of a pass.
2020, half the season. I want a full season.
You are tough.
I want a full season.
All right, let's see if he could do it this year. I actually think Dave Roberts is doing one of his best managing jobs this season. If you listen to the show, if I disagree with a move like possibly pinch hitting for Bellinger in the sixth inning, I'm going to say it. So I'm not a Dave Roberts apologist, but I just think he's doing a really good job this season, given all the injuries and the lack of roster depth this year. Let's go out to Sierra Madre. Josh, you're on Dodger Talk with David Vasse. Hi, Josh.
Appreciate the phone call, Dave. I know you're working the phones and, you know, checking Twitter as much as I am, and all us are. I like the Duffy move. This is one of the guys that I wanted the Dodgers to get. I feel like he's been a very underrated starter, and he's also a guy that you can put in the bullpen, which can only help our bullpen, you know, come September and October. So I like that move a lot. Scherzer, you know, I would prefer he not go to the Padres, though I would much rather he went to the Padres than the Giants. But I got to be honest, Dave, I know you've talked about that you don't want to trade Keibert Ruiz for a rental, and I completely understand that. I'm very high on Ruiz myself. I just think that Max Scherzer, to me, is not just a rental. This is a guy that gives you a better chance to win the World Series than you do right now. So, and the thing is, the Dodgers have a lot of catching options, not just here, but also in the minors. They have Cartea, too. I feel like they need to make a decision on their catching situation at some point. If they feel like Will Smith is the guy, then maybe, you know, Ruiz doesn't need to be here. So I get that, but for a guy like Max Scherzer, I'm willing to trade Ruiz. You got to do it.
All right, Josh, thanks for the phone call. You're kind of convincing me that if you want to just go for it, you're going to have to give up good players. If you want Max Scherzer, you're going to have to give up good players. But I was told this morning that all three of the NL West teams, the Giants, the Padres, and the Dodgers, thought the price was really high for Max Scherzer, a rental. But if you do come to a contract extension agreement, then you're not just getting a rental. You're getting a guy for next year and I'm sure the year after. So that changes the complexion of making that trade. But I still would be more willing to trade a Keibert Ruiz for a guy like Jose Berrios of the Twins, who is young and under team control for more than just 2 months, or even Trevor Rogers of the Marlins, who possibly could be had for a guy like Ruiz. The Marlins need catching. The Marlins have a lot of good young pitchers, and I would love to have Trevor Rogers just as much as Max Scherzer. Call me crazy. 866-987-2570 is the phone number. We're going to take a timeout. When we come back, we'll check in with Ned Coletti at the Sportsnet LA studios as the Dodgers fall to the Giants today, 5-0 on AM 570 LA Sports.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
On air at AM 570, online at AM570LASports.com, and available by podcast on the iHeartRadio app. This is Dodger Talk with David Bassett.
Dodgers lose 2 out of 3 to the Giants at Oracle Park. Today, the final score, 5-0. Johnny Cueto with the win, David Price the loss. The Dodgers now head to Arizona for a 3-game series, which will see Corey Seager and Mookie Betts activated. Betts is on schedule to be activated on Sunday, according to Dave Roberts, and Seager is going to be activated in one of the 3 games. Roberts would not be pinned down to which game. So a lot of drama building out there in the desert, as well as with the Dodger front office, as they are still pursuing Max Scherzer. It is not a done deal that Scherzer is going to the Padres. As I mentioned earlier in the show, I got a text from a source that is very familiar with the Scherzer negotiations and the trade talks, and Scherzer is not a done deal to the Padres, and the Dodgers are very much in this conversation for the services of Max Scherzer. 866-987-2570 is the phone number. We'll get back to your phone calls in just a minute, but we want to check in with a man that I quoted earlier today. I never thought I would, but former Dodger GM Ned Coletti, you always used to say, a deal is not done until it's done.
Amen to that. I think there's a big chance that Scherzer is going to go someplace besides San Diego.
Ned, can you just talk about how it seems like even some of the better reporters jumped the gun? What would lead Ken Rosenthal to tweet the Padres had a deal for Scherzer when it is not a deal?
Well, everybody's in a hurry to break news in this day and age, so that's probably a little bit of it. But you know, the reports that I've read where they've agreed to players. Well, let's run this up. So you're Washington, and you're trying to get a certain player out of the Dodgers or out of some other team. What's the best way of doing that? Say you've got a deal with San Diego in place, players. We still got to get the no trade figured out, the 10-5 and all that. And, you know, there's all sorts of things happen in these last 24 hours before a deadline. So there's a chance somebody actually planted that. I don't have any idea if they did or they didn't. But when you think about it, hey, you call back the Dodgers and you say, well, you know what, we've got this, you know, we'll do that unless you, you know, give us who we want. But at the same time, the person who holds the most power in this deal is Max Scherzer, because he can dictate where he's going. So the final decision, I think, comes down to Max Scherzer.
So how do the Dodgers navigate the last remaining hours going up to the trade deadline? Less than 24 hours now. Do they have to wait to see where Scherzer goes before they act on another deal?
Well, no, you've got to keep a couple things going all at the same time. And I think that, you know, you get a feel, you know all the people involved. Everybody knows everybody. Everybody knows their mannerisms, their tone of voice, if they're changing direction, if they're for real, if they're bluffing. Everybody's got a pretty good view of that. Everybody knows everybody. So you've got to have two or three different things working. It's like free agency sometimes. And you've got to be able to tell whoever your number one target is, you've got to be able to tell that team, look, if we can't figure something out here, or if you don't tell me that we've got really a legit chance, and I can't, and I can take your word for it that we do or we don't, I got to go do something else. So if you want to lose me in the bidding, let me know. But you're gonna have to be honest with me. You know, this is gonna have to stand the test of time. Your word. So there's all sorts of different things going on, but I do think you got to walk different parallel paths because you don't know. But I think that there's some bluff in the Padre thing. We'll find out. Maybe it is all accurate. Maybe they're just trying to figure out maybe an extension, maybe some compensation for waiving no trade or 10-5 rights. We'll find that out. But there's so many different variables to this particular idea, this particular trade, including Max Scherzer. He can dictate where it goes. San Diego right now, they're in my mind, they're 9 games out. They're 6 behind the first-place team. They're 3 behind the second-place team. Does he want to go to that over a team that's 3 out? I don't think so. And, yeah, he can pick up 2 games a day in my math there. But, again, you've got 2 teams you're trying to chase down. And, sure, you get a wild-card game, but nobody wants to be in that wild-card game. They got a shot at winning a division.
All right, Ned, from the Dodgers' standpoint, as I reported a couple of days ago, the Nationals want Keibert Ruiz. If you're the Dodgers, is it worth trading a catcher like Keibert Ruiz, knowing you have Will Smith and Diego Cartaya in years to come, to trade a guy like Ruiz for Max Scherzer for half a season or 2.5 seasons? How do you weigh that when you're trying to go for it?
Well, if you really know that that is what it's going to take, and you're sure that that is what it's going to take, whoever the teams are involved, if it's going to take one of your top prospects at a premium position, sure, it's a tough choice. There's no doubt it's a tough choice. And maybe you say, hey, look, if we're doing that, then you got to add this other player to the mix. There's been conversations apparently with Washington about Daniel Hudson as well. So if you get to that point, you got to make that judgment call, and it's a tough call to make. Years ago, I traded a young catcher, Carlos Santana, to Cleveland for Casey Blake. Okay, there was a lot to that story. We had a chance to get CeCe Sabathia, Jamie Carlin, Casey Blake a few days before the deadline. That was vetoed by ownership, and so Cleveland knew we would move him. We did move him. It turned out to be obviously a good catcher, but really a better hitter and designated hitter and first baseman. We had to make that call. We had a young all-star catcher, Russell Martin. So it was a little bit easier for us to do that. Plus, we were in a tough spot because we had lost Nomar and we had lost for Kyle on the left side of the infield that year. So sometimes you got to make that type of move. And you do it knowing that your team is built to win, knowing that it's going to be for hopefully 3 full months, not 2 months or not 2.5 or 2.25. It's going to be for 3 full months. And you take that chance. And you've also got a young player behind you, and you know your farm system is developing. You know you've got good scouts. You know you've got a good program in place. So go out and find yourself another one if you have to. But the price to pay is a high one on occasion. But again, when a pitcher has or a player has the 10-5 rights, they can dictate what they're going to do and what they're going to do. And if the second best deal doesn't involve Ruiz, but it involves the Dodgers, and that's where Max Scherzer wants to go, that could happen too. Because if he's going to be there for a while, does he want to have his team, the new team he's going to, lose a high-end prospect? Probably not.
Makes sense. Nick Coletti, Sportsnet LA analyst, former Dodger GM, knows all about the trading deadline, and the Dodgers have just made it official, Ned. They have acquired Danny Duffy, who is currently on the injured list with a left flexor strain, from the Kansas City Royals. But I reminded fans that this is the only trade deadline, so if Duffy is not going to be healthy until September, this might be a good play by the Dodgers.
Absolutely. Duffy can pitch. He's having his best year. He knows how to pitch. He grew up in the area, so he's got an affinity for the franchise. A lot of positives. And I think that there were a player to be named later or two players to be named later going back the other way. Those names are probably contingent on when Duffy returns and how much Duffy pitches. You typically give lists of players. Here's the list, but you can make a contingency that, hey, if he doesn't get to a certain point as far as games pitched or innings or activation, you're going to pick off of list B, not list A. So smart move, always thinking of the future, Andrew is, and the present. And it is a great move because it's almost like one of those August acquisitions.
All right, Ned, before I let you go, do you have any predictions on how the Scherzer sweepstakes is going to go? And do you believe if Scherzer is traded to the Dodgers, it will happen before we go to sleep tonight?
I think that it'll happen. I would, if I'm guessing, I'll say tomorrow. It'll happen tomorrow morning if it's going to happen. And I would be surprised if he went to San Diego. Of course, it's all written that he's probably going, but I would still be surprised if that would be the case. But we'll wait and see. A lot of cat and mouse right now. Tons of it.
All right, Ned. Thanks a lot for the insight. Can't wait to talk to you tomorrow after we know how things shake out with the 1 o'clock trade deadline.
Well, what do you think?
I think he's going to be a Dodger now.
There you go. I'm right with you. I think that's where it's going to end up. Talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, Ned. There he goes. Nick Coletti from the Sportsnet LA studios. Yeah, you know, when things fall through, they don't usually piece it back together. So I feel pretty strongly that the reports were premature when it came to Scherzer and the Padres, and I feel like the Dodgers and Nationals may end up having a deal for Max Scherzer before 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. Just my opinion, just Ned Coletti's opinion, but Ned usually seems to be right in these type of circumstances, considering he's been through it before. And, the Dodgers, let's be honest, they have a lot of good players. It's not like they are desperate for Max Scherzer. They're desperate in the respect that half of their rotation has been decimated by injuries and personal issues. And Clayton Kershaw should be back a week from Saturday night. I don't believe Bauer will be back in a Dodger uniform this year. I mean, the extended leave has been extended until the end of August. Time is running out on the season in that respect. Even if things worked out in his favor, baseball-wise, time is running out. And, it just is. That's the way it is. There's only 58 games left in the season. So in that respect, I feel like the Dodgers do need Scherzer, but I wouldn't believe that Scherzer is the end-all be-all, because there is other pitchers on the market to be had, including Jose Berrios of the Twins, including guys like Trevor Rogers or Pablo Lopez from the Marlins. Let's not forget about the Reds. They've got some pitching. Wade Miley and Sonny Gray. I know Joey Votto is doing some great things with a home run in 6 consecutive games, but the Reds are 7 games back in the NL Central. They're not catching the Padres or the Dodgers or the Giants in the wild card. So the sooner they realize their season is over, the better for the Dodgers to be able to pry away a Wade Miley or even possibly Luis Castillo from Cincinnati. So Max Scherzer is not the end-all be-all. Is he the best pitcher available? Absolutely. But there's other good pitchers to be had, and I wouldn't rule out any of those possibilities, including the one with the Marlins. keep an eye on the Marlins. Daniel's Jewelers home run forecast congratulates Carlos Ortega of Los Angeles, who receives a $50 Daniel's Jewelers gift card for correctly predicting the number of home runs in the game. For your chance to win a $50 gift card, good at over 100 Daniel's locations, go to am570lasports.com, keyword home run. This is Dodger Talk until the top of the hour. That's when we hand things over to Petros and Money. Let's go out to San Dimas. Michael, you're on Dodger Talk with David Vasse.
How's it going, David?
Tremendous, Michael. What do you have?
Well, I'm listening to all these people who are bashing Roberts, and I really don't understand why they're doing it, because I mean, we've only had our actual team, I think it's only been 13 games this whole season, I think, together. And considering all the injuries and everything, with us only being three games back right now out of the division and best record almost, I mean, I think Robert's doing a really good job. That's just me, you know. But what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I feel like he can't catch the ball for guys. He can't swing the bat for guys. He can't throw pitches for guys. I think they're 20 games above 500, so you have to give him some credit for that. And honestly, I feel like he should get more credit this year than he did a year ago. I felt like the players got shortchanged in that department last year, and this year I feel like he's getting shortchanged.
I agree 100% with that. I do really. But the other thing I wanted to say is on the trades here. For me, I think we should be going after Jose Berrios. I mean, as great as Scherzer is, don't get me wrong, giving up Keibert Ruiz, I think Lux has been mentioned. To do stuff like that just for Scherzer, we don't even know if he'll stay. Where Berrios, we could have him under control, probably have Berrios for the rest of his career if we were to get him. I think that makes a lot of sense. I also am thinking, is there any shot? Maybe we might be talking to the Cubs and maybe after like Kimbrel and Chris Bryant or something like that.
I'm sure they have talked. I just don't see how Craig Kimbrel fits with the Dodgers. Kenley Jansen is fine as the closer during the regular season. Starting pitching is the Dodgers' focus, no doubt about it. 866-987-2570 is the phone number. The reason why I said keep your eye on the Marlins before 1 o'clock tomorrow is because they are desperate for catching, and they have an abundance of really good young pitching, especially after they traded Starling Marte yesterday to the A's for Hazel Lizardo. So that kind of tells me they're adding pitching depth, but also now they have the flexibility to make a trade with one of their good young pitchers. And Rogers was an all-star this year. He's on the injured list right now with some back issues, but they don't believe to be serious. So I wouldn't be against Keibert Ruiz for a guy like Trevor Rogers, who isn't a free agent until 2027. Let's go out to Newport Beach. Our guy Ken, you're on Dodger Talk with David Vasse. Hi, Ken.
Hey, David. I'm actually parked at 30th Street in the beach watching girls go by. So you said a lot of things tonight that makes a lot of sense. First off, why do you leave Bellinger in there when you have Smith sitting one of your best hitters? Made no sense. Bellinger struck out 6 times in the series. He struck out 36% of his at-bats this year. And it's not just this year. This goes back to the last part of last year. And I'll tell you what. They're missing two starters. They need Scherzer. I don't see Cody ever changing his stance, ever trying to go to left field. He's still going to be looking at third base when he's gun swinging. I don't think he's coming back. Would you consider trading Cody straight up for Scherzer?
I would not. I would not trade Cody for Scherzer right now. And honestly, Ken, you're trading Cody when his stock is at the all-time lowest. So I would not trade Cody Bellinger right now. I would assess that in the offseason.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
All right, Ken. Thanks a lot for the phone call. 866-987-2570 is the phone number. Dodgers got shut out today in San Francisco, 5-0. The game to me was in the sixth inning with two outs and the bases loaded. Justin Turner had just walked in a 10-pitch at-bat against Johnny Cueto. forcing Gabe Kapler to take Cueto out of the game. He goes to the bullpen to one of his better lefty relievers, Harlan Garcia, and Dave Roberts allowed Cody Bellinger to hit there, and Cody Bellinger struck out on six pitches, and the Dodgers were losing 4-0 at the end of six. They go on to lose 5-0 and drop 2 out of 3 to San Francisco. They're now 62-42, 3 games back, the best team in baseball, the San Francisco Giants, 64-38. Let's go out to the OC. Scott, you're on Dodger Talk with David Vasse. Hi, Scott.
Hi, David. Thanks very much. First, I want to start off and just say that 50-year veteran, second generation with my kids following the Dodgers, and we look deep into the club. And I just want to compliment you, credit earned and credit deserved as it relates to. I've listened to you since day one, and you give a great in-depth look at the Dodgers, whether it's a casual fan or somebody in-depth, and you just really feel that need, and even more so since it came out of the booth with Charlie. So credit to you for the information you give. And I also know a lot of players listen to you, but your points are very objective. I know you're close with some of the players, but you are objective. And so if you say something that they may not like Belly taking off the name on the back of his jersey, if I'm Bellinger, I can't say anything to that. We know he hurts as bad as anybody, but that was not the kind of approach that we needed in the sixth inning, especially after the 10-pitch walk that JT drew.
Yeah.
So having said all of that, I mean, that's the reality. That was not a plan or an approach. Now, Roberts, I agree with you. I think he's doing the best managerial job this year based on the field of play and all the factors that have come in to existence. He's done a great job with that, but he is a player's coach, meaning he knows what it is like to be between the lines when times are good, times are bad, win, lose. He understands that. Now, Belly had a good swing last night. He hit one out of the yard, and he's put a couple of nice balls in play, a double, a triple, you know, in some recent at-bats. He knows more than anybody that this is a guy that could really get it going if he had a successful at-bat, but Belly did not have that approach today. He's got to go to the bench. That's a player's coach kind of a move. And so, while I understand it and I respect him, I do think he's doing a great job this year with what cards he's been dealt. Your input and Ned's input, Jay Hare, all the guests that you bring in to talk about intimate details like the negotiations, the red herrings that are out there, the things that we hear like the false rumors, the Scherzer deal is a perfect example, all come into play. We know the Dodgers are capable of going on a run during this stretch of winning 45, 48, 49 games out of 60.
But they have to do it, Scott. They have to do it. And I appreciate the phone call. Appreciate all the kind words that you had to say. I really do. And the Dodgers have 58 more games to go. The reality of the fact is they're 20 games above 500. They've had a really good season, even with all the injuries, even with the distraction of Trevor Bauer, and they're 62-42. The reality, though, is that the Giants are having an outstanding season, and the sum is greater than the parts when it comes to the Giants. That's what Farhan Zaidi has built up there in San Francisco. They may not have household names. They have a lot of injuries themselves. Brandon Crawford coming back is the first of the four infielders that have been hurt the last 3 weeks, even a month. So injuries don't really play into an excuse when you're talking Dodgers, Giants, and the Padres. As we know, they've been building up to this where they're building talent to try to challenge the Dodgers in the division, and they certainly are doing that, and that's why this is such a fun, exciting three-team race in the NL West. It's a lot better for baseball when the Dodgers have some challenge in the division rather than just running away with it. I know we all would love that, and the Dodgers aren't playing poorly. They're 20 games above 500. They're a good team, but there are two other really good teams now in the NL West, and it's not something that is going to be a flash in the pan. The Giants are here to stay. They've got a lot of money coming off the books. And I got to be honest with you, they'll be pursuing Corey Seager during the offseason. The Padres are really good. They smell blood in the water. So do the Giants. That's why they're all going after it this trade deadline and will in this upcoming offseason. So it is a three-team division now. It's no longer the Dodgers, the haves, and everybody else, the have-nots. That only applies to the Rockies and Diamondbacks. But there are three good teams now in the NL West. As far as Cody Bellinger goes, I've seen every single pitch, every single game that Cody Bellinger has played in the major leagues. I know Cody Bellinger really well. I love Cody Bellinger. He's a great person, and I think that's why so many people are passionate over his struggles over the course of this season and since the second half of 2019. He is a great guy, he's a great talent, and everybody in Los Angeles wants to see him succeed. And I feel like this year, you can't look at the numbers. It's going to be a rough numbers game for Cody. You're just hoping that he gets things together in September and can help the Dodgers in October. Speaking of help, thanks to Colin Yee here in Burbank for his help and bringing in some Portos. That's a way to win our hearts over, Colin. Sorry Petros wasn't here majority of the day. You could have won him over for sure. Thanks to Dwayne McDonald at Dodger Stadium, and thanks to you for listening. The day started out so great. Brad Paisley joined us on the pregame show. You can podcast that on the iHeartRadio app. Tomorrow, the Dodgers will be in Arizona to take on the Diamondbacks. Tony Gonsolin on the mound against Zach Gallen. Morongo Casino Dodgers on deck begins at 5:30. First pitch at 6:40. Once again, the final score up in San Francisco. The Giants shut out the Dodgers 5-0. Have a great night. Petros and Money are next. See ya.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.